This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The wonderful Wednesday edition of You Better, You Bet rolls on. Nick Costos and the returning Ken Barkley here with you on the BetQL Network. Great last hour, tons of NFL draft, betting conversation, Dane Brugler, Brian Baldinger, and myself and Ken Barkley. NFL draft 8 days away. Obviously, a ton of content still to come, including next week, which is going to be an absolute beast in the best possible way. We love it here on You Better, You Bet. We will get to, over the course of the next 2 hours on the show, thoughts on the NHL postseason. We have 5 of 8 first-round series confirmed. We've got prices on all these series. We'll talk about them. We look forward to that. We'll give you all our bets for tonight, including the Eastern Conference play-in games with the Bulls and the Hawks, but most notably, the Heat and the 76ers from Philadelphia. But until then, a lot of talk on the NBA playoffs. Betting the NBA playoffs, talking about the series with prices that we know about right now, Cavs Magic, Bucks Pacers, Suns, Wolves, Avs, Clippers, Nuggets, Lakers. Oh yeah. This is going to be absolutely awesome. Before we get to, Ken, individual series, and we'll do that momentarily, let's spend a couple minutes on NBA Finals Most Valuable Player. And I love every year when we have this conversation, you and I, before the start of the NBA playoffs, because it's always like a really interesting betting market, and a lot of like theory goes into it, like how are you choosing to bet this and why. So here are the prices for NBA Finals MVP right now, courtesy of our show sponsor, BetMGM. Jason Tatum of the Celtics is the favorite at plus 260. Boston is a favorite to win the title. Tatum's the best player. I think people can understand why he's the favorite in the market, even if like we may not like him to win. We understand why he's the favorite. Nikola Jokic, second up, the reigning Finals MVP, plus 325. Compare and contrast with Denver to win the title, plus 300. A little interesting. Jaylen Brown, Tatum's teammate, plus 950, the third choice in the market, followed by Giannis and SGA at 16. Also, Giannis isn't healthy. Kawhi Leonard and Luka, both at 18. Kawhi's not healthy. Joel Embiid at 20. Kristaps Porzingis at 22-1, which is, I guess, is merited, but is also just funny to say out loud. Kristaps Porzingis, 22-1 to win Finals MVP. Anthony Edwards and LeBron at 25. Kevin Durant is at 30-1. Paul George at 35. Jamal Murray at 35. Devin Booker, Damian Lillard, Jalen Brunson all at 40. Donovan Mitchell, Anthony Davis, Drew Holiday, Jimmy Butler all at 50-1. Ken, give us your thoughts, please, on how to bet NBA Finals Most Valuable Player.
I think the most important thing to know about this market is more than probably any other outstanding player of a championship series, so World Series MVP, Super Bowl MVP is probably close. Conn Smythe, which I think we'll talk a lot about in the next couple days, or even next week as the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs is going on. The NBA Finals MVP really is best player on the best team more than all of those. Most outstanding player of the Final Four, which was just won by Tristan Newton of UConn, who you could make a case was their best player. I think most people would say it was Donovan Clingan, but Newton had great numbers in the title game against Purdue and kind of was able to wrestle that distinction away from Clingan because of that. So NBA Finals MVP is the one that's the least wacky. It's the one that's the least complex. For every Andre Iguodala on the Warriors, there are 50 years of it's the best player on the best team. And rather than try to bet the Iguodala-type outcome, It's just probably worth noting that this is almost certainly going to go to the best player on the best team, and best player on the team that wins, I should say. It doesn't have to be the best team, just best player on the team that wins. Last year it was Jokic. Yeah, even though statistically he and Jamal Murray put up both huge numbers over the course of the playoffs, that's probably as well as Murray can play, and Jokic still won anyway. It's worth noting. We'll talk about Denver in a second. So I think, look, you know, the first thing you're going to notice is the prices of the teams to win the title, which Nick pointed out already, but the prices of the teams to win the title and the, you know, are essentially very similar to the prices of the best player on that team to win finals MVP. There's a little extra price built in, or a little extra kind of, you know, 20 cents, 30 cents built in to account for, hey, sometimes Andre Iguodala is going to happen. I would view that as like the Andre Iguodala tax or whatever, the Andre Iguodala bonus that gets put on that, because sometimes it gets weird. It just doesn't happen very often. So if you're going to bet into this market, I think it rather than view it as a player conversation, it's never a player conversation. It's just, what team do you think is going to win? And in addition to betting that team to win the title, which I would recommend you do, whoever you like to win the title, I would not exclusively bet finals MVP. I would have something on them to win like them winning and you getting the Iguodala result would cause me to go into like, I'd quit the show. I'd just like become a recluse at that point if I had it right. And then like, you know, Kristaps Porzingis won finals MVP. If I like the Celtics, like bet the team to win the title, please. In addition to this, but it's a fun way to approach betting the teams you like anyway. That's how I would think about it.
What would Max Kellerman say about the tax levied against the betting market here?
Say, give me Iguodala.
give me Iguodala. Can Michael Porter Jr. win finals MVP, or is he exempt now because his brother was banned from the NBA for gambling?
Will a lot of parlays start coming in on his overs in the various Nuggets postseason series as a result of information obtained by Jonte Porter? Try to make an $80,000 same game parlay on unders on a eighth guy on a team who was really like the 15th guy, but they had a lot of injuries. And it's like, I think some people want to be like, well, great job by like the sports betting industry of identifying that this was bizarre behavior. Yeah. How long did that take? 0.1 seconds? Like, just, well, we got this request for an $80,000 bet linking together all of Jonte Porter's unders. Nothing suspicious there. That's right. Just we get those bets all the time. I don't know. Maybe Michael Porter Jr. win finals MVP. I put it this way. He's not going to not win because of that. He's going to not win because he's not going to win, because Jokic or Murray are going to win even if they win the title.
So like, what happens if like, you know, like game one Nuggets Lakers, Michael Porter Jr. comes out and it's like all of a sudden starts waving to his belly like, I got vocal
right.
guts, guys.
I'm sick,
play.
Guys. Stomach flu.
I think sprints to the locker room. A Porter brothers conspiracy. Maybe just one thought on the Jonte Porter thing. Just like, sure. I obviously like, he obviously made like a huge mistake. He's a young dude. Like, I gotta feel for him a little bit, right? Just like the moral high horse.
How long did he get banned for, by the way?
Yeah. He got banned for life. For life. Like, it's like Jonte Porter like, and like Donald Sterling, like again, the for life treatment here from Adam Silver.
Yeah, right.
That's just insane. But like the moral high horse that people have gotten on now as it regards to one specific thing with Jonte Porter, which is, I think Woj tweeted this, like, oh, and the most damning thing of all, Jonte Porter bet against the Toronto Raptors, his own
he's
team.
Smart.
Like, I was gonna say, like, really? Like, that's the worst thing that he bet against the Raptors. To me, that shows that he's intelligent, that he has a brain. You don't take a rocket scientist to see that the Raptors were one of the worst teams in the league last year, a rocket scientist or the 15th guy off the bench. To me, that shows Jonte Porter is hashtag one of us, who's able to identify how bad this team was and was betting against them. Like, oh, and it's actually, no, you know what's, no, it's not that he's subbing out of games to try and cash same-game parlays for $1 million.
Right.
No, that's not the worst thing. That's not the worst thing. The worst thing is that he bet against a team that won 25 games this season. That's what we're doing here, people.
Like, yeah, they lost their draft pick. It was protected. They had to lose to keep the draft pick. I knew that. Other people knew that.
Damning.
This was not inside
my
information. He's probably sitting there like,
God.
Yeah, we have to lose to keep our draft pick. I think we're going to lose tonight. Yeah, that's a pretty informed opinion based on the very limited information that was out there, that they're trying to lose, that we all knew that anyway, because the draft protections are all publicly available. Yeah, like It's like, what was worse, betting on the Raptors to lose or faking a stomach virus 4 minutes in to hit an under? Right? It's just like, what? Let's put up that BetQL poll. Let's see how that one does.
I imagine like Bob Costas like reading that Woj tweet and throwing fine china against the wall in protest. Like, oh my, how could he do this? How could he bet against a terrible team that's trying to lose, bet on them to lose? To me, that's like, it's almost like he shouldn't be banned for life because of that. He should be banned for like 5 years and get to come back because he bet against the Raptors. Because it shows he's intelligent, bet against his terrible team.
Smart guy. Also, he tried to have somebody place an $80,000 same game parlay on his under. So, I don't, you know, you tell me. You tell me what's going on here. And yeah, it's a bizarre story. Obviously, like, intersects with us in that it's about betting on sports. Also, like, all of the specifics of it could not be farther removed from like my life and how I bet and like what I do. And like, I'm trying to like, cause I saw somebody tweeted like, how does the book let you bet $80,000 on an under, which is like a whole separate conversation about like VIP accounts and limits and stuff. Like there are so many layers to this. I'm just like, yeah, like it's just a crazy story. Like people want to make it about something. Like, this is a microcosm of blank. Increase in betting in society now that it's legalized. Like, you know, young people's access to betting. Betting as, like, a road to degeneracy and addiction and all this stuff. And, like, there are probably smart conversations to have. This is, like, a bench guy on the Raptors, who, by the way, was, like, a kind of like a finance bro also, like gave out recommendations for stocks and other investments and bets. Like this was a pretty slippery slope, as it turned out, that happened to get into this. Like it's pretty much like a one, like this is going to happen all the time. The idea that like now this is going to be the scourge of this.
Well, that's what everyone says now. Jonte Porter was the first.
Yeah.
But he won't be the last.
Michael Porter Jr. the second?
I mean, like, I don't know. Like, maybe like some other jabroni NBA, like, back a bench player is going to get busted for
like $200,000
same game parlay.
It actually, the system kind of worked well. I mean, to be fair, like, an entry level person should be able to look at this activity and be like, what on earth is happening here? And something's up. But anyway, they identified the behavior. They, like, voided the bet, like, didn't pay it out. They apprehended the person responsible, and he has been banned from the sport for life. Like, this seems like things functioning well. That's actually how I would describe it, as opposed to like how things go in other countries, to be honest, where tennis and soccer matches are fixed on the regular and have tons of money bet on them, and some of them are identified. Like, tennis does a good job of this. There was a crazy story. You know, have you ever heard of ghost matches? Have you ever heard of this concept?
No.
A real sports feature like 10, 15 years ago on it, where they had a guy who fixed soccer matches and they would have them like, they would report the scores, but the match never actually happened. But like, they were, I'm just like, this is the level of like conspiracy that goes on in other places. And we have like the guy who tried to do the 80K same game parlay that was flagged in 0.1 seconds. Like, it's just, there are levels to like the nefariousness, the intelligence, the cunning behind it, and whether it's going to work or not. Like, this stuff is not going to work. Like, this is a pipe dream situation. Involve one of the players in it, too. Like, ridiculous. Meanwhile, you have, like, elaborate match fixing in soccer in other countries. There was a guy who got interviewed one time on another feature and was like, yeah, like, all I really need is, like, the goalie and three other players, and if I pay them, I know I get the result that I want. Like, yeah, like, you'd rather have that than this? This is easy. We can figure this one out. Like, this is, dude showed up at MGM, like, all my unders.
for an insane amount of money that you'd never bet otherwise on something like this. Because people like to bag on America. Right? Like, oh, America, like, what the country's going down the tubes. What a terrible place to live. Like, in America, you report something like this, and Jonte Porter gets banned for life. In Russia, you report something like this, you get shot in the head, and the match fixing continues. What's
you get
better?
Banned for life from living.
Like, go to Belarus or something. I don't know if Belarus. I'm like, go somewhere else
Belarus,
and do this and see
I don't
how
think
it goes.
Maybe not the country I would first thought of first.
I don't know.
Maybe
I have no idea.
Any Belarusians out there?
Yes, apologies. But, like, somewhere where match-fixing goes down, where, like,
sure.
It's just done with impunity. In America, like, they figured this out, and, like, Jontay Porter's not playing an NBA game again. I don't know. It seems like this worked pretty well. I feel
Meanwhile,
pretty good
like,
about it.
What the hell happened with Temple? Did they ever investigate that? Remember that? Where everybody thought they were, like, throwing games? And then they almost won the A-10 tournament?
I feel like it, like, went away after that.
Right. Let's get people back on that. Like, this was easy. We saw this guy.
What about the Alabama baseball coach?
Well, that's the best part. We have the dumbest criminals in this country. It's, like, really
Calvin
unbelievable.
Ridley? Like, Calvin Ridley?
Calvin Ridley, like, I'm going to parlay all the favorite money lines in the NFL.
But, no, but it's
Porter's
okay.
Betting his own unders. Yeah.
But it's okay, Ken, because Calvin Ridley bet on his team to win.
Ah, the honorable way out. Yes, of course.
Yes,
so we got these dummies, and then it's like, here's the Alabama baseball coach, like, sends a friend into the sports book, goes to the counter and says, like, I have inside information. I'd like to make a bet. Like, what? Like they weren't going to look at him like he had set. And he literally goes, like, the pitcher is going to get scratched. I'd like to bet a lot of money on this. Like, what are you talking to a priest and, you know, in confession? Like, what is this? You're not supposed to say that, like, this is the quiet part out loud thing. Yeah.
What show around the country do you think is most likely to have Pete Rose on in the coming days? Say, Pete, like, do you think you should be back in the Baseball Hall of Fame? Never bet against my own team. Well, Jontay Porter did. And good for him, because they sucked. One of us. Right on the other side, you know, we were talking about Finals MVP. We'll get back to it coming up next, and our thoughts on all the series coming up around number one in the NBA.
You hear that? Your dog knows. Spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST. Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL network.
Tatum working on Brandon Miller.
Jason Tatum.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network.
Oh my God, those announcers like an ecstasy, whatever Jason Tatum did.
Jason Tatum.
So it's like Chris Matthews, like when Obama gave that speech, got a thrill up his leg. I was like, oh my God, Jason Tatum. Bally Sports, courtesy of the highlight there. Amazing regular season for Jason Tatum and the Boston Celtics. The favorite in the betting market, not just to win the East, but to win the NBA championship. And Jason Tatum, the favorite to win NBA Finals Most Valuable Player. We will get to the NHL postseason next hour on the show, and we will give all our bets for tonight, including the Sixers and the Heat in the play-in game, the 7-8 in the East, plus Major League Baseball, and, any bets in, like, the second to last night in the NHL season where basically almost everything's been decided.
Matthews,
we can talk about
it. Yeah.
I have that written down for sure. And also, whatever the number is on overshots, it's like 4.5 right now.
Yeah, we looked it up. Remember, he had like 3 the other day when he was going away at like 68. I thought it was going to be a thing. And I don't know if it's a also like, don't
tonight
the Lightning know that? Like, don't they know what's going on? I don't know. I never know how this stuff plays out. Sometimes I feel like I'm the moron, and sometimes I'm like, no, actually, he's going to... And then you see, like, the Westbrook triple-double stuff. There's other examples where guys, like, go stat hunting, and you're like, oh, no, actually, he's just going to do it.
So we'll get to all of that coming up next hour on the show. Can Auston Matthews get to 70 goals? He's had a very nice 69 with one game left to play in the Toronto Maple Leaf season. That's coming up next hour here on You Better You Bet. But back to NBA Finals MVP. We read the market last segment. We got sidetracked a little bit talking about Jonte Porter banned in the NWO parlance for life.
For life.
So how are you? The following announcement choosing
has been paid for by Problem Gambling.
The preceding announcement has been paid for by Adam Silver. Silver in the black and white background. More life. It's more like
your bet has been rejected.
Because everybody knows when you're banned, you're banned for life. Yeah. Everybody come here to see the Toronto Raptors? Or did you come to see Jonte Porter? Okay. How are you choosing to bet NBA Finals Most Valuable Player here, Ken? You gave some of the methodology there in the last segment. But best player on best team usually wins. The Iguodala, an outlier.
Absolutely. So I think, you know, you proceed, obviously. Like, if you're going to bet someone who's not the best player, you better have a damn good reason to want to do it. I think most of the teams in the tournament present with a really obvious option of a player that would be not the winner, but the most likely by a lot Finals MVP. Embiid with the Sixers, Giannis when healthy for the Milwaukee Bucks. Like, these are almost one-to-one kind of players for the teams that they play for. Then you have your teams where it's kind of
one.
Right. So I think then you have your teams where it's maybe it's split a little bit. LeBron or Davis if the Lakers win would be a good one for that. Durant or Booker if the Suns win would be another good one for that. So you have these teams that are kind of split. I think my problem here is, like, I don't think any of those teams are going to win, so it becomes kind of like a moot point. I mean, I guess the Clippers are a little interesting. Like, it doesn't have to be Kawhi, but it probably would be. The way I would approach it is just, like, don't get caught up in the names. Just what teams do you like? And then, is this market interesting for those teams? Like, do the teams first. Because otherwise you're going to be like, wow, that player's like 50-1. Be like, yeah, that's because the team's 50-1. So, like, that's why he's 50-1. And the two teams that are most interesting in order would be Denver and Boston for me to win the title. They're the two favorites, obviously. I like Denver much more to win the title, but I think Boston presents as, like, the safety net. Hey, you know, like, they're a team that is so good, those teams tend to win the title, and Denver had an injury or got eliminated, so by process of elimination, Boston wins. Denver's NBA Finals MVP market is extremely uninteresting. It's Jokic with 99% of the time they win, he wins, and Murray at a pretty big price. And you could bet Murray for a couple bucks if you want. I think it's like it could be a fun sweat, I guess, to be like, well, I have him, 30, 40, 50 at different places, and if I think they're going to win the title, he played really well last year. I actually don't know what the finals MVP vote was. I think he got a couple, but I think Jokic won pretty easily. I'd have to go back and check on that to know for sure how the actual voting went at the end of the series. But, like, Jokic is thought of as, like, if anything, even more of a legendary player than he was last year when he won the title. And it could, it's the way I frame it is it could happen. It just seems either as likely or even less likely. Jokic was unanimous. You just wrote in the chat. So there you go. Tough to beat a player like that and win. So that leaves us with, like, by far, I think the most interesting team in this market is Boston. And I think a lot of people will look at the Celtics and maybe how they looked at, like, the 49ers in the Super Bowl, where, oh, I like, well, the quarterback is the favorite, but, like, really, it should be these other guys are, like, more likely to win. That's not a perfect comparison, but you get the idea. It's a team that's playing in the title game that people didn't like the favorite to win MVP for that team, and they liked other players instead. My problem here is I actually think the valuable bet is Tatum, because I think if they win, there's been so much discourse, and this stuff gets into the voting big time, so much discourse this year about, is he really an MVP candidate? Can he make the leap? Can they finally win? Every first take, undisputed NBA countdown topic you could imagine, it's all about him. So even though I don't think he's a typical best player on a title team, if they did win, I think he would win, and I think he would probably win more often than this price. So you kind of throw this in, this all the talk today so far kind of goes in the same bucket, right? Which is, look, I think Denver's the most, I don't even know if they're going to win. I think they're the most likely team to win by a lot. I would be surprised if they didn't win. But if they don't win, I do think Boston will win. Just to be clear, like, I don't think Tatum's going to win. I don't think Boston's going to win. But if Denver doesn't win, I think Boston's the next most likely team. There are lots of ways to play Boston to win. We talked about finals exactas in the first hour. I think that's by far the best way to do it, because I really don't think they can beat Denver. And if they see another team, I think they'll win. And another way to play it would be to bet Tatum instead, or bet someone else. But I really think there's not... this isn't that weird. Like, he is actually, he's not a great best player on a title team, but he is the team's best player, and he is definitely the most likely player to win, I think by a lot, if they end up actually winning the title.
I feel like I'm contractually obligated to ask this question and, like, bring this up for conversation, which is, if you had to take a longer shot here, and, like, obviously, like, we don't have to, but it's fun for content, and maybe there is a decent bet to be made at a guy third, like, LeBron's 25-1, Ken. Like, if, and you mentioned this earlier, right, the 1 in 5 chance that maybe the Lakers get the Nuggets in the first round, LeBron's 25, Anthony Davis is at 50. Jalen Brunson, best players in the league, is at 40. What if the Bucks get right? Giannis would probably win. Are we sure, like, if Lillard went nuclear in the NBA Finals, that it couldn't be Damian Lillard that would win Finals MVP? So totally okay if, like, your answer is nobody in that range, no one's worth consideration, but I think it's fun to chat about. So once we get to, like, 25-1 and longer, does anyone at least tickle your fancy even slightly, send a thrill up the old Barkley leg?
Yeah, I mean, there's two ways to approach this. One would be even more ancillary Celtics. I saw a place was dealing Derek White at 100. He's, you know, just as impactful almost, honestly, as everybody else has been this year for Boston. Drew Holiday is probably a bad bet just because he, like, chooses to not take shots so that other people can take shots. And that's tough when for a finals MVP. But, like, you know, and again, this is not like Ken says Derek White's going to win finals MVP, but you asked the long shot question. I would rather bet a fringe Boston player than the best player on a team that I think has no chance to win the NBA title, because I think Boston will actually be there and then I have a chance. Whereas, like, I don't think, you know, Timberwolves are going to be there. I don't think I think the Pacers are going to be there. So I wouldn't bet Tyrese Haliburton, something like that. So yeah, like, Derek White, Porzingis, these guys are way priced differently at other places too, like higher and lower. It's like all over the map with Boston's fringe players. And then the other name I would just throw out, like, if you're going to bet a team to win the title or an NBA Finals MVP, I I've seen the Bucks play a lot of games with Giannis. Like, he played all year, and they're not good enough, and they're not close. So, like, I don't want to bet him, if I'm going to get crazy, or Dame Lillard or whatever. The case here is for Embiid, because we didn't see him play. So, like, the sheet of team metrics that I have on my screen is essentially, like, a forgery. It doesn't matter. It's irrelevant, because that's not what this team is. And so if you're going to bet, like, a really crazy best player, and I'm guessing Embiid's less than 25-1, so this doesn't answer your question.
He's 20.
But, like, that's the name where, and what are they to win the title? 18?
18.
Like, he's winning. Like, this is Jokic last year. Like, it's like Tyrese Maxey is not winning. This is Jamal Murray. Like, Tyrese Maxey's not going to win NBA Finals. They're going to win because Embiid stays healthy and goes crazy statistically. And it can happen, and we don't have, like, if you have proof in the regular season that this ain't it, then I don't want to bet those. I don't want to bet those guys. I want like Phoenix and Philadelphia have lots of excuses for why their team metrics aren't going to look like how they're going to look in the postseason. And so that's why they were my two, like, if you wanted to get crazy and I didn't, I have not bet them. But if you wanted to get crazy and bet someone, I would go with the team who hasn't showed you what they can be yet. Because Milwaukee, we have more than enough games. Milwaukee isn't it. Like, that's just not the answer to the question. Everybody likes Dallas. Dallas isn't it either. And the Clippers aren't it. Like, they're really good teams. I don't think they're winners. Phoenix, at least, like, I could see them being a winner because we haven't seen it. Oh, the whole season, they basically haven't played together. And Embiid, obviously, has missed a ton of time. And Philly was a winner when he was playing statistically. So, like, those are the cases you would make. So, you know, Embiid, like, Durant or Booker, and I don't have a strong opinion on what I think it would be, probably Durant. You know, that's where I would go. But again, like, all of this, you say it's fun discussion. All of this is, like, under the umbrella of, look, we bet a lot on Denver. But here are, like, the backup plans, and here are, like, the fun things if Denver goes, if this goes awry, if we have, a bump in the road and they get eliminated.
I also bet Philadelphia a while back, so I have the Nuggets, and the Nuggets are my bigger position, but I have a little bit on the Philadelphia 76ers as well. I would ask you your favorite fringe player on the Knicks to win Finals MVP, but they only play five guys for 48 minutes a game, so we can move on past
that.
One
player takes all the shots. Yeah.
And DiVincenzo, obviously.
Right. Yes. Well, he takes all the threes. Brunson takes all the threes.
It's remarkable like how good he is. And we're going to talk about the first round series. We don't know who the Knicks opponent is yet, but we can talk about how we see the bracket shaking out in a second here on You Better You Bet with Nick and Ken. So on Monday, I did the show with Will Brinson and gave like my preliminary thoughts on like the series that we knew about. And like, we didn't know about Lakers Nuggets at the time. We found that out last night. So I've given my preliminary thoughts already. Can reiterate some of those now on the show. But Ken, this is for our audience. And for me, I haven't heard you talk about kind of how you see the bracket shaking out, your thoughts on these first round series. And I know, because we talked about this off air, that before we get into the individual series, I know you've got something macro to say about the first round. I think it's the first round in general, the first round this year specifically. So we will get to all the first round series that we know about with the prices from BetMGM this segment, and we'll do it next segment also. But what is your like overarching thought here, Ken, as we enter the NBA postseason?
Stumbled upon an article I thought was really interesting. And sometimes you go to some pretty crazy blogs, Substacks, whatever, to find this stuff. But when you do, you're like, man, like I was just thinking about this. I'm so glad someone was thinking the same way that I was and did the work, because I was lazy and did not. And I'm glad that this person did. There's this, man, this site's going to get the biggest plug they've ever got. I had never heard of it. I ran a Google search, led to another Google search. I was looking for other stuff that's out there, fishing. Bestballstats.com. Never heard of it. And the guy who wrote this piece, who I think just like is the guy who writes for the site, he's the only guy, Ayush Batra, I think I have that name right. He wrote a piece in February called Predicting NBA Playoff Series, Does Experience Matter? And he did just what I thought was a really great, straightforward job of trying to explain something that we tried to explain a couple times on the show, which are these playoff series that are priced in a very interesting way, where the team that was better all year seems to not get a lot of credit for being the better team all year, for having a better net rating or for having winning more games, higher winning percentage, winning their division, whatever it is. And there are multiple of these series every year. And we've talked about them a bunch on the show, given historical examples. Nets Celtics a few years ago when the Nets had like their big three. Suns Lakers when the Suns were the two seed and LeBron was the seven. Like these are the series that are priced really interestingly. And you always, I think you and I even kind of wonder like, how do they come out like, how do they come up with an opener that's like this, even for this price? Not even how people bet it once it gets bet. Just like, why this? And is there a way to figure it out a little better? Not to win bets, but to at least like do your own pricing and kind of figure out what this is going to be like. I feel like I'm so bad at coming up with prices for series. And he basically came up with, he looked at three variables.
No, you're not. I don't think
for NBA series prices. I thought the Timberwolves, we did this last week. I thought the Timberwolves were going to be like minus 200. We definitely did this. Yeah. Like way off. Yeah, way off. So he looked at three variables, and we can talk about, like, we'll apply this to every series. I think it'll be how I do my just series stuff, because I think it's really interesting. Net rating, so for how many points you score per 100 versus allowed, that's a regular season accomplishment. So that's the regular season one. Then all NBA shares. So basically, like, do you have a player, good way to think about this, do you have a player on first, second, or third team all NBA this year? And or do you have more than one? And what is that worth? That's player value. And then playoff minutes played, weighted for how important the player is for your team, historically. So, like, LeBron has played a billion of them. And you take those three, and he weighted them. We'll do the results of the weighting after the break. It proves something really interesting, and it proves why a lot of these prices are priced the way they are.
All right, we'll do this on the other side. I'm excited to hear about it. I'm trying to throw you a bone, man. You nailed all of them.
I'm good at a lot of prices. Stuff. I'm happy to say I'm not good at this. Yeah, so, yeah.
All right, on the other side, the results from what Ken just talked about, and we'll start rolling through the first round series in the NBA.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM. On the Bet.
During the break, talk a lot about the NHL postseason. We will do that coming up next hour and tomorrow on the show. So everything related to betting on the NHL playoffs with the series that we know right now coming up next hour on the show, and we will get to what we don't get to today. Tomorrow on Thursday. We'll have a cool announcement to be made about tomorrow's show next hour here on You Better You Bet. This is our final segment for the day, by the way, on Stadium. So if you're watching on Stadium and you want the Power Hour, the final hour featuring our bets for tonight, head on over to Twitch next hour, twitch.tv/BetQL or YouTube, youtube.com/Odyssey Sports, the Odyssey app, radio stations nationwide, etc. Ken, let's pay off what we closed last segment with, which is, you know, this article that you found talking about, you know, why sometimes we will see a team like the Minnesota Timberwolves, for instance, who have a great regular season, as underdogs in their first round series against a team like the Suns with a lot of playoff experience, who haven't had as good a regular season as the team they are playing did. So kind of relay to us the results of what you were reading about this topic.
Yeah, so this was like a February article that I found from like a random blog, and all he did was he just like actually ran the statistical tests on, okay, so in your net rating in the regular season, basically how good your team was in the regular season. I'll be like really dumb it down because it's better to just thematically. How good your team was in the regular season, how good your best players are, measured by all NBA, and then how many minutes, playoff minutes you've played, your playoff experience. So how good your team, how good your best players, like macro best player, kind of like player value, and then playoff experience. And what he found was, all three are statistically significant. He was looking at for how many higher seeds win their first round series, second round series. Like when it's 1 versus 2, how often does the one win? And can we improve on that by adding these extra elements? And not just that they're the one and the other team's the two, so they're more likely to win, but also these extra elements, they all mattered. They were all statistically significant. I think the most interesting finding was that of the three, by far the least significant was team net rating in the regular season. So for who wins the series. So again, to kind of like layman's terms kind of stuff, if you are creating a series price or a probability for two teams in a playoff series, you will want to consider the value of the best players on both teams and playoff experience before you consider how good the teams were in the regular season. You will want to consider that third, which I think would come as a surprise to some people. And so what that also means is if you were looking at a betting market, for example, for a series like Phoenix and Minnesota, where the Suns are favored, I could see this happening, and you know, even people who do betting content or you like to talk about this stuff, it can therefore never be said that it's an overreaction to something when you see like the Suns get bet or teams like this. It's not like, oh man, like everyone's overreacting to that LeBron's on the Lakers. No, we're reacting properly to the fact that LeBron has like 90,000 playoff minutes. That's what we're reacting properly to. And statistical evidence that is undisputed that these things matter and they can help us predict the winners of series better than even some of the regular season metrics that we have. So we can go through all the series now, and I have those three metrics for everything. I have thoughts on the series too, but I think this is just like a fun way to do these first round matchups.
All right. So tell us why you like the Suns -130 against the Timberwolves +110 and the 3-6 in the Western Conference.
Timberwolves advantage, net rating, Suns advantage, everything else, maybe by a lot. I don't know if Edwards is going to get second team all NBA this year. Durant is almost certainly going to get second, and Booker might get third. So even like top level player value, Gobert not going to be all NBA this year, certainly. Like top level player value, Suns. Playoff experience, definitely Suns by a lot. Net rating, Timberwolves. And this is how you get the Suns as a favorite. So I just think I found that I looked at this and I just go like, yeah, now I totally get why all the series are priced the way that they're priced. Like, yep, I got it. Like now I got it. And so maybe there's nothing crazy happening here, I guess is my point. the other additional wrinkle you would throw into this, and I don't use this for basketball almost ever, I do think the season series and this series and the regular season was like incredibly important because they played so many games that mattered where everyone played and they played them recently, and almost no other first round matchup has that kind of dynamic where the games between the teams mattered and occurred recently and the Suns dominated them. And I think most importantly, played really well. Their style of offense worked really well in the games against Minnesota. Now Minnesota can make adjustments, but also that Anthony Edwards did not play particularly well in the games. And there's a path for Minnesota to win in this series. Edwards has to take a step forward and play better than he's ever played before and play at a really consistently high level, which is totally possible for a player with his upside. It just, he has to do that for them to win, I think. And if he doesn't, then I think the Suns, I don't know if they'll win comfortably, but I think they'll win. I saw some people saying like this was their favorite bet and like loved it and they're definitely going to win. I mean, look, the Suns are favored. It's not that crazy. Like they don't have home court. They're favored in the market. So I don't think it's that far off, but it might be small bet Suns. I kind of think if they win with their lack of depth and Minnesota's, I think they win fast actually is how it goes. So like I might bet some Suns -1.5, something like that. And think that Minnesota just has no answers. It's not my favorite bet. But I think the Suns are, the more work that I did on it, I think the Suns are more likely to win the series than Minnesota's.
You and I are simpatico on this, said this on Monday, love the Suns in the series. So I'm taking Phoenix, laying the price against Minnesota in the 3-6 in the Western Conference. Back to the NBA playoffs in a second, but just in case people are like following this live, pretty epic game has just gone final at the Etihad in the quarterfinals of the Champions League. Real Madrid advances past Manchester City on penalties. So a pretty epic game, had it on the entire time. So Real Madrid will advance now to the semifinals where they will play Bayern Munich. And on the other side of the bracket, we have PSG and Dortmund. So it looks like we're going to get a final, which is like, as I'm saying it out loud, it's incredible. Real Madrid against PSG with Kylian Mbappe on PSG playing against the team that he will play for next year in Real Madrid in his final game for PSG, which is pretty juicy if indeed that is the matchup that we get. You better hear with Nick and Ken on a Wednesday, but that's soccer. For now, we continue talking about the NBA. That was Phoenix and Minnesota. Why don't we stay in the West? Even though I really want to talk about the Bucks and Pacers, we'll stay in the West. Let's go to the 4-5 here with the Clippers and the Mavericks. And hanging over this series is the health of Kawhi Leonard. And we did this to start the show. Adrian Wojnarowski of ESPN went on Countdown on Sunday and said the Clippers are like not extremely concerned about Kawhi and that this is like basically nothing out of the ordinary, right knee inflammation on the knee that he's had like surgery on a couple times, that's been injured a couple times, and they're not like terribly concerned that this is going to be a long-term thing for Kawhi Leonard. Ty Lue addressing the media saying that he's hopeful that Kawhi will play in Sunday's game one, where the betting market seems to think probably not, given that Dallas is a 1.5-point favorite coming up on Sunday, 223.5 the total. The Mavericks can have been bet out now at BetMGM to -135 to win the series, despite the Clips holding home court. LA now +115. What about the Mavs and the Clippers 4-5 in the West?
I mean, you use these three metrics, man, if Kawhi wasn't hurt, the Clippers role in all of them, better net rating this season, light years more playoff experience, and top end talent. I think it's possible actually that Paul George ends up being a third team all NBA player. Kawhi will be a second team player and Luke is a first team player, and you kind of balance those against each other. Maybe the Mavs, you could say, well, they will have the best player in the series now. But like, it's not a runaway, like if the Mavs played, you know, the Pacers or something, or Sacramento or the Pelicans. So, man, if Kawhi was healthy, like you would look at these three metrics and honestly just thinking about the price, and if the Clippers weren't a big favorite, like I would like the Clippers a lot in that series. If that's the case, we just, I can't give you an informed opinion when we have no idea if Kawhi doesn't play in the series, they're probably not going to win the series. If Kawhi plays in the series and he plays okay, it's close. And if Kawhi plays in the series and he plays really well, they win. And I don't think everybody would probably nod along and agree with that. And so then that's the $1 million question or more of, is he going to play in the series or not? And until we know the answer to that, like I had kind of heard some stuff from a couple people that it was worse than what's being led on. And to be fair, like they can be as hopeful as they want. Kawhi is a pretty mercurial, close to the vest kind of guy. And he could also be the kind of guy who shows up game one. He's like, nah, I'm out. And they're like, okay, thanks Kawhi. And with that,
just picked up your option for $900 million next year, but you're good. Don't have to play. No
problem. I do think My best guess is if they've played it this way for game one, and let's say he doesn't play, then there'll be some pessimism, but I think you'll kind of get, I think they'll kind of, it'll be the same thing every time. That'll be my guess, which is like, maybe we're going to wait till the day of the game and then maybe he comes back this game and the betting market will kind of like move and move and move. And then he either comes back or he doesn't. And like without information, like, yeah, like, look, if you bet Dallas when nobody knew anything, great. That's not really this conversation. This conversation's nobody knows anything. What would you do? I mean, this is too simplistic. If Kawhi doesn't play in the series, I think Dallas is extremely likely to win. And that's about as good as I can do right now with no information on whether he will play in the series. I got told by a couple of people, like, doesn't look great, which would differ with what's being publicly reported.
We'll pair this with the Bucks and Pacers when we do that series and that game one, you know, something that we've done. And there was an instance actually last week where this happened, and like you were on vacation and I forget what game it was. Oh, it was when Giannis got hurt. It was the first game without Giannis when they played Orlando and bet the Bucks in that game. And like,
yeah.
Orlando closed like a 3-point favorite on the road. And it was like, this is the greatest situation of all time to bet the Bucks. The Bucks railroaded them in the game. So we might get, you know, game one for the Clippers without Kawhi. And like, it wouldn't be the first game without Kawhi, to be fair. Like, he's obviously missed a bunch, and like Giannis has missed games for Milwaukee. But you're going to get the Clippers without Kawhi in game one, most likely. Well, I don't know about that, most likely. But it seems extremely likely the Bucks are going to play without Giannis. Any desire by you to test out our theory here? I know it's not the same thing that we've been betting in the regular season, but any thought to taking... is it different to you now? Is that a thought of yours now, or is that shelved until October?
I thought about this with Milwaukee also. For sure. Like, do you want to bet the Bucks in game one at home against Indiana with no Giannis? I just think the difference is, like, the reason why this is a potentially valuable angle in the regular season is that professional players absolutely have, like, let down situations where the opposing player on the best team is out on December 8th and the game is essentially meaningless and you can punt the game and it's whatever. There's no shot of that in a playoff environment. I mean, it's just not how things work. Like, every team, every player is all in as much as possible in every single moment. And so maybe it's not the case. I will tell you, off the top of my head, I can remember a couple player missing and like won the game anyway, first game spots that I remember like stood out to me in my brain. But I don't know if it's something you play across the board. I have thought about playing the Clippers and I've thought about playing the Bucks, definitely.
What's one that comes to mind?
When Durant didn't play against the Rockets in the clincher and Curry like went nuts in Houston against James Harden. They were like they were like a crazy underdog in that game and Curry outplayed Harden and they won.
Wow. Yeah, never seen that before.
Can't believe that. Well, the betting market happened. That was a thing that happened.
You're right. We're done for the day on Stadium. So head on over to Twitch, twitch.tv/BetQL. Final hour, power hour, all our bets for tonight, the NHL playoffs. But first we'll finish off the first round series coming up in the NBA postseason.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL.